Coming up today on the show, now that some time has passed, we talk about how we feel about all the changes coming to Walt Disney World, and we sprinkle in some other news stories. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode 464 of Traveling with the Mouse. I'm your host this week. My name is Adam, and I'm joined by John.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot my line that I was supposed to say. That's a recurring theme this week.
Yeah, I feel like we're having trouble with our memory today.
We're having amnesia this week, apparently.
Well, I shouldn't have to remind you that D23 was a couple of weeks ago, but... You know, since it's over,
for the most part, the dust has settled for the moment. Yeah, I guess as far as the,
I would say
what,
before they start stirring it up again, and you've had a week or two to process. How do you feel about all the changes that are taking place? Has anything changed? Do you feel more at ease about it, or
at ease about it? I don't know that I was ever in a true upheaval like some folks, but...
Right. I don't think I was either.
Just to kind of, like a perspective on it, I guess, is that out of all the years that we've been going, or since I've been a kid, I mean, the number of changes that have taken place to the original, right?
Yeah.
I feel kind of like, say, for instance, the announcement that most of, if not all of... the Rivers of America would be going away.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really affect me a lot because those attractions I didn't really do a lot. I like the aesthetic, of course. I like the feel. It's kind of a, I don't know what you want to call it, like looking across there and stuff like there just looks right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Hopefully when they get the cars put in place or whatever else they truly plan on doing, let's just be honest. I know it's beyond the blue sky in the sense that it's they're going to do this, that it's planned, but it's still somewhat early in the stages, so we don't know what it's going to look like ultimately. Like Disney's drawings usually end up looking way different than what they originally start out with.
Right. Yeah. Someone pointed out that the concept art appears to show Disneyland Paris's Frontierland.
Oh, really?
Because there was a few, there was one in particular building that has like red outlining, and they're showing pictures of Disneyland Paris's Frontierland, and it's like that same building. So it's like someone just like pick and chose stuff.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like, looks like Frontierland.
Right.
They didn't really make it exact.
I mean, I've heard some arguments on other podcasts concerning, you know, Frontierland itself, maybe they are working towards maybe changing that name, which would be tough for a few folks at least.
Yeah.
Or maybe calling it a different type of frontier, I guess. Right.
That's what DeMarco was trying to sell it as, is like, oh, the, you know, different types of frontiers, you know.
Right.
It's a Frontierland, not in the traditional American sense, but.
Well, I believe it was Lynn Testa trying to make the point. And I don't remember this word for word by any means, but I think what I got from it, the gist was the point he was trying to make was that how far removed we are from when what was considered the American frontier existed, right?
Right.
It's and things like that.
Right. Further and further in the past. And fewer and fewer people have really given any kind of thought about it.
The fact that they added Tiana to replace Splash Mountain, and that was kind of like a post- Frontier story, right?
Yeah, 1920s.
Frontier story. So it's kind of moving the timeline forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
So cars would push it much further ahead to like their. I mean,
what was Cars setting supposed to be? I don't even know.
Well, it was more, it was modern.
Was it a time period?
Well, it was like present day for 2006.
I guess Yeah, I guess in a way it was, because they were racing at places like Bristol or something, weren't they? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was like, right.
But I can't remember.
Doc Hudson, you know, they would show clips of, you know, like, and Radiator Springs, it was like in the 50s when the highways were built. bypassed, you know,
yeah,
Radiator Springs, which is what caused it to fall into disrepair or whatever. But
well, I'm coming to an age where it is what it is. I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? It's becoming.
Yeah,
there's a generation behind me that's not gonna remember a lot of the stuff that we remembered about it anyway, and I'm just not
right.
I'm not gonna waste a lot of time concerned with it. You know what I mean? That sort of right. thing.
So. And I think even as kids, we didn't really go to Tom Sawyer Island a lot. I remember doing it when I was young because we did the fort.
And it's been kind of watered down a little bit over the years too, as it is. So it's not, right. It's really a shell of its former self anyway. So
right. Yeah, you used to have the rocks that could move and stuff like the playground that probably
the
wasn't
guns
safe.
In the fort.
Which the guns are still there. You can
are
still
fire
them. Mm-hmm.
I thought they did differently. I could be wrong. As far as the Rivers of America goes, that cabin that was on fire, I don't think it's been on fire in a long time, has it?
No.
It used to be constantly burning.
Right. And I think it used to smoke, too, but now I don't think it...
Yeah.
It might still smoke. It just depends. It's smokes.
Was it in a smoking section?
Yes.
Oh, wait. They don't have those anymore.
Right. I will miss it from the seeing it kind of standpoint, because it makes you feel like it was always there. So you see it, you know, since the day one. As far as like going over there, it's kind of a hassle to get there. And then when you're there, there's not a ton to do. Like they closed the restaurant there, you know, Aunt Polly's.
Uh-huh.
So there's really, they scaled it down so much that.
Right. Over time.
Well close it. I don't even think the Barrel Bridge has been there for a year or two. I don't think they, which I'm assuming is another safety concern.
That's possible.
A lot of it is probably that. And then, of course, recently the guy who probably swam from there across is like, that's going to keep happening if you left it the way it is. And just more and more liability issues.
Maybe they're trying to make it less appealing to bears.
That, too. Anyway. I was going to bring that up, too. The bear that got over there and, you know, had closed half the park. It's like, it kind of makes you think some of the reason they're doing this, especially in Florida, is because gators, wildlife, you know, people are going to swim across it is going to happen more frequently. And then, you know, safety issues of if someone, you know, twists their ankle on the Barrel Bridge and can't make it back over, like it's a, you know, it becomes more and more of a safety issue and everything too.
I don't have a problem with them trying to differentiate too, if this is what they're trying to do.
Right, Disneyland from...
Yeah, from Magic Kingdom, Disneyland from Magic Kingdom, because that was never Walt's intent anyway to have a carbon copy. It became somewhat of a carbon copy.
True, yeah. Right.
Now, there were a couple of things that were popular in Magic Kingdom that they ended up copying the other way around. Let's see, right. I think, what was it? Space, right?
Yeah.
Space was in Florida first.
Right.
Country Bears was in Florida first.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah. Things like that.
Like that didn't translate as well when Country Bear Jamboree didn't translate as well to Disneyland.
Well, over time, I think it lost an audience out in California faster than it did Florida. Florida kept it for a long time,
which it still should be there.
Still has a popular, yeah. But it became less popular in California, and then they kept the vacation version, right? So
right, and I'll have to make this point since you brought up Country Bear Jamboree that I was probably more passionate about making sure that Country Bear Jamboree stayed to some degree because we frequented that one when we were younger to the
point where
I have core memories of Country Bear Jamboree, the original.
Right.
So that, you know, as long as the characters are still there in some fashion, I think it's good. Whereas Tom Sawyer Island, the Liberty Boat, you know, we did do those things, but it's not as, wasn't as central to a lot of our trips. There's not as many, I guess, core memories of that to where I'm like, oh, I want to save it, you know?
Right.
But I will say, you know, buy your Raft Sort Ride shirts while you still can on shop.spreadshirt.com/podcast if you...
That's right. Capitalism will still exist.
Right. You're passionate about that attraction.
Anyway, I've been seeing... Jungle Cruise is going down for refurbishment, well, probably by the time this episode is out, right? I mean, it's next week. Won't be back up until it's Jingle Cruise, which is a longer refurbishment than they normally need, if I'm not mistaken, is it not?
Yeah, it's not usually that long, so I wonder,
They're freshening some things up.
Maybe it just needs more.
A little more maintenance.
Attention lately. Yeah, I haven't heard any rumors about that.
I believe the date was August the 26th, if I'm not mistaken. So that's today, right?
Yeah.
So.
Also, the Liberty Square, you know, the riverboat, the Liberty Bell, was down for an impromptu refurb, even though it's like, are they just going to...
Yeah, and likely as last is the way it was said. So
right, which I think it was only for a few days.
Right.
It is sad to see it go, but...
Yeah, back to that real quick. I was going to say, I really would hope that they would keep some version of Frontierland in Disneyland, because it was kind of that's kind of Walt's park.
Yeah, right. I feel like that's more sacred, that they're not going to do that. I would not.
Yeah, there's certain things there I would hope they would never really mess too much with, right?
Yeah.
Small World.
Right.
Yeah, you would hope they wouldn't mess with that too much from it being an original.
Right. But I think, too, like, the issue with, like, gators and bears, apparently, is probably not nearly as concerned in Anaheim.
They have bears in California, not the gators.
True, but you're in a very urban environment compared to Disney World's property.
Right. That's the bears there are more in the northern part of the state, right? So.
Right, and you're in a major populated city area. There's not much wildlife, I would think, in that area, other than cats that roam the park at night, but
which they welcome,
and ducks maybe. But other than that,
they welcome the cats there because it takes care of the rodents.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I can see why there's more safety concerns in Florida versus California, and it's Walt's original. And that also made me think too, like Liberty Square. You know, I guess the main reason for it being built in Florida was very close to the bicentennial celebrations in 1976. So it was like, it was a big deal in the early days of Walt Disney World. But nowadays, I mean, you have Haunted Mansion that's part of it, but I wonder, is Liberty Square going to kind of fade away a little bit and Haunted Mansion morph into the villain land entrance?
Well, the Liberty Square section is particularly small as it is.
Right.
They did have Diamond Horseshoe kind of in that same area, even though it technically, I guess, fits better with Frontierland, which is weird, but it's kind of really in Liberty Square.
Kind of.
Isn't it? I mean, it's right there.
I mean, it's kind of, but I mean, you would consider it to be Frontierland.
Frontierland still, yeah.
It's kind of like on the Liberty Square side of where you
came from. Because Liberty Square's not a lot of real estate.
Right. The Liberty Bell, though, was a Liberty Square attraction, and the Haunted Mansion and Hall of Presidents.
Uh-huh.
So it had three attractions, and I guess the keelboats were there. Yeah. I guess they were.
Well, they were kind of both. Well, no, they had two docking stations.
So they considered it Frontierland? Maybe.
I would say they would consider that a Frontierland one.
Okay. So they at least had three, though.
Up until not too terribly long ago, I remember seeing the keelboat station on the Frontierland side over there, somewhat close to Big Thunder Mountain. Still had Mike Fink's picture on it, but I forgot how many years ago that was that it's been.
Mm.
I think that structure still sits there, if I'm not mistaken. It's just it's not noticed very often.
Yeah.
Because they had one keelboat, I think, sitting over like dock somewhere over there, right?
Yeah. If in 1971 they had built a Herbie Land instead of the Rivers of America, no one would have cared, you know. It would have been, you know, a Herbie attraction where you go through and then they would convert.
You had a Lope Bug Parade.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, if they had originally not had this, no one would really care if it was, you know, Herbie was being replaced by cars today, you know what I mean?
I would have thought that would have been awesome to have a Herbie attraction.
Actually, yeah.
Although it's been so far removed since Herbie's been, you know, unfortunately relevant to today's audience. I wouldn't be surprised if they changed that section of the All Stars, to be honest with you, at some point.
Well,
All Star movies.
It fits like the retro vibe of a lot of it. But you know, it could.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I just wonder how many kids would recognize that brand, you know? Not very many. But,
you know.
Well, like they do, like obviously the Toy Story area is still pretty, you know, that's still pretty relevant, right? So,
right.
Fantasia, they may not even remember, truthfully. But anyway, if it weren't for PhilharMagic.
Yeah, right. But the other thing that I was thinking about, all the changes, you know, when they were announcing them, mm-hmm. and we didn't know that Frontierland, or not Frontierland, but the riverboats and rafts were going to be replaced. I was thinking, man, the you know, Parkeology in particular was going to be impossible with, you know, the addition of two new lands, essentially, and still having to do rafts, riverboat, and that kind of thing. But now I'm not so
sure.
Take
rafts out of the equation, right?
Yeah, that saves you, you know, probably half an hour.
Right.
The riverboat is probably about, I think it was 18 minutes. And
although I will say, the rafts, whatever Cars attraction they put is probably going to be a lengthy attraction, probably.
Probably. It looks as if it's going to be, maybe it would probably be less time, though, than the riverboat. 18 minutes is probably going to be less than that.
And who knows with the villain section.
Right. So it's, it still could end up being impossible, but it's definitely, when you're subbing out two that take a lot of time, like minimum of 30 minutes out of your run, that definitely could be a big difference. If,
well, as soon as they take the riverboat and the rafts down as part of this refurbishment, well, yeah, now, that would be the time,
right,
to get it complete, don't you think?
Yeah. So I'm thinking like next September is going to be like, you'll be done by like 6 p.m. or something.
Well, I don't know if I'll go that far, but, you know,
could be. But even at Hollywood Studios, you're thinking, okay, you're adding Monsters, Inc., but, you know, doesn't sound like Star Tours is probably going to go away, but, the, you know, there was a possibility of that. Depending on where it goes, you know, there could be something going away, but most likely it's going to be a show or, you know, an area that's doesn't have a ride in it. So you're adding more to Hollywood Studios, which would be a lot.
I went back and listened to our show. Yes, I listened to our show. Quality control.
All right.
But I'm more and more on board with the idea, especially since they're bringing another Cars attraction to Magic Kingdom. I'm more and more on board with the idea of putting it over there where they have that undeveloped area behind Lightning McQueen and just doing away with Lightning McQueen Racing Academy. Yeah. Because I don't know. Lightning McQueen Racing Academy, I feel like there's something they kind of threw together to put something else in Hollywood Studios.
Right.
In a short time period, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's that popular.
No. I mean, it's hard to get to, for one. I mean,
yeah. I think if you put a whole land, or we'll call it a land, it's probably going to be more like a mini land, with Monsters, Inc. over there, and utilize some of the unused real estate right now,
yeah.
I think that would be better traffic-wise.
Right.
It would, as well as...
Yeah. It definitely would.
As well as you take something out that nobody cares about. I mean, let's just be honest.
My concern, though, would be that they would potentially demolish Rock and Roller Coaster to use that show building as the show building for Monsters, Inc.
I don't know that it fits, and it doesn't make sense. If I think Vekoma is going to actually do the Monsters coaster.
Mm-hmm, and probably. They've been doing
Rockin', the most. Yeah, and Rockin' is a Vekoma.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally just replaced the track. I mean, it doesn't make sense for them to do away with it that quickly, in my opinion, if they're going to totally do away with it.
They replaced like the entire track, though, did they? They just did braking systems, right?
No, they did play. They replaced parts of the track, from my understanding.
Okay, well, I mean, again, I hope not, but it's definitely been talked about that they might utilize that space, which I hope they don't.
But my point is, they made it. They went through that trouble of making it more efficient just to take it down within what, a year. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I mean, they refurbed the Rivers of America, the whole track for the Liberty Bell like 2 years ago, and they're about to rip it all out again. So,
well, when you say about, we don't know when that's going to start.
They're talking.
You can't prove that.
They're saying 2025 is when it's going to happen. So we'll see, though.
That could mean December 31st.
Yeah.
When they start draining, when they pull the plug.
Could be. Anyway. But back to the challenge thing for a minute, too. It was Animal Kingdom, you know, they got rid of Primeval World, and Triceratops is about to go away. They're basically just getting the net, breaking even on that in terms of number of attractions. So you're going to have the new Encanto and then another, you know, merry-go-round. And then Dinosaurs just being replaced again. So it's not really...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's not a huge, like, difference in number of rides. I mean, we're gaining probably four or five, maybe, but losing a few that take up a lot of time. So I think it'll still be possible for the next 10 years, maybe even.
So let me think about this. So right now we're at 51 rides, right? Is that right? So you're taking away Riverboat and Sawyer. That brings it down to 49. Then you're taking away Triceratops. That brings it down to 48. Taking down Dinosaur brings it down to 47. Is there anything else being taken down on that same time frame?
Well, their construction, you know, not necessarily anything that would be a ride.
So you're back to the doable number.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, especially with Riverboat and rafts down for Parkeology.
But yeah, that's what I was just saying. You're also taking Dinosaur and Triceratops out of that equation.
I mean, that takes, you know, an hour. ride time almost. Probably not quite. But once all these things are done by like 2030, we'll have maybe 55 rides, something like that. 54, 55, depending on.
Yeah. Well, Monsters Inc. will be included by then, you said, right? So
2027, I think, is the first things that would be open, like Encanto, the new carousel, Indiana Jones, potentially would be 2027.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming the new Cars thing by then, there's supposed to be two attractions, right? Like a kiddie thing. And so
I'm a little curious as to what the attendance is going to look like over the next couple of years, you know?
Yeah. I think next year is going to be the lowest crowd level that we'll see for a while because, you know, Epic Universe is going to open next summer. A lot of people will be curious and check it out. I think Disney's assuming they're going to get split stays out of that. I think it's going to be very light next year, 2025. But so
there's an interesting topic that we might want to visit at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a YouTube video actually of somebody, and he called it the rise and fall of the Disney resorts. Kind of like talking about the changes that they've taken in over the years.
Yeah, definitely a thing.
You know, and talking about how, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, really, Disney's level of service was well above the average, right, or the standard. They kind of set the standard. But what they've done is similar to, like, say, Tiger Woods did for golf, right? He raised the level of competition.
Mm-hmm.
So now Disney has resorts all around them that have raised their level. Like Disney created the standard, and now these other places are adhering to it.
Right.
So they're, you know, and for less in some cases.
Right.
So it's, do you know what I mean?
Right. Because so raising kind the of, level, they also raise prices.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But
yeah,
he kind of made a point about how, you know, the competition as far as what they offer has actually... Yeah, they're not like heads and tails above anymore, you know?
Right. So, I've been to non-Disney hotels in non-Disney areas that were much better in terms of amenities and stuff than Disney has.
And I bet if you were to poll people from back in the 70s and 80s, they probably wouldn't have said that. They would have said clear-cut Disney services above everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even in the 90s.
I think so, yeah. And I was talking to some non-Disney people, but people about Disney who aren't as frequent as we are. And that was their main complaint, was how expensive the hotels are. And they're like, you're just paying for a location. That's all it is. And it used to not be just paying for location, which is basically that's it today. You know, if you're paying $800 a night to stay at the Polynesian or the Grand Floridian or Contemporary, that's the only value of paying that much is you're close to Magic Kingdom, if that's where you're going.
Right.
That's the only benefit, I should say, of having to pay that much.
I would argue price, service, amenities, restaurants.
Yeah.
And then you factor price in with it. Animal Kingdom is probably the best overall, if you think of those things. Because they don't charge you as much because they can sell that further away from most,
right,
other than Animal Kingdom.
You couldn't even walk to Animal Kingdom, right? I mean, you have to take a bus or whatever.
The only rooms they really charge you a premium for are the ones with the views of the animals.
Right.
Which, even if you didn't have, I mean, don't get me wrong, waking up to seeing them, there's something to that, right? The having that view. But even if you don't take that, you have plenty of views of animals on the resort itself.
Right. There's plenty of open areas, common areas you can go see them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Even if you took a lesser price room, right? I would argue that that's, if you're looking at like all everything combined, that's probably the best deluxe resort. I mean, if you look at all things considered, theming, food, service, you mean, you know?
I would agree. The restaurants are very good there.
And
You're not close to anything else, but if you drive, you're not that far. I mean, if you're a Disney transportation person, which I used to be, yes, it's inconvenient in terms of getting to Magic Kingdom, but everywhere else, it's not that bad, even by bus.
That's what I don't understand about a lot of people considering Saratoga so far away. I mean, it's on property.
Right. But it's a big resort for a deluxe, and it is far from, well, actually, you know, there's that back road you go to Magic Kingdom. It's not that bad, but for bus, I can understand why.
Well, my point is, like, if I were to think down, like, around town here, like, I could drive to Walmart, and it's probably further than going to Magic Kingdom from Saratoga.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Really, it's what,
I mean,
4 miles drive.
You wouldn't complain about how far away Walmart was from you. I mean,
okay.
I'm just saying.
Right. I would say, yes, Animal Kingdom, as far as the deluxes go, is probably the best value overall, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Contemporary is not bad because you can get a Garden Wing room still for sub 500.
Right. I mean, these are some discussions I'm sure we've had before, but I don't know how long ago. So,
of course. And I would say Coronado is definitely your best moderate because
Modux,
yeah. Because you've got decent restaurants, especially Three Bridges.
Amazing bathrooms.
Yes.
Right.
Right. If you like privacy, you've got a great bathroom at Three Bridges.
public restroom we're talking about now.
A private public restroom, yes. It's a beautiful resort, you know. It's pretty centrally located if you drive yourself. I mean, the bus situation isn't great, but again, don't do the bus.
Like, there's a good bit of walking to be had still at Coronado. I mean, there is.
True.
But, you know, it's not, I mean, you can cut some of the distances down by the Three Bridges that they have now. But
yeah, it used to be, I used to hate it because if you were out of building, it was miles of walking to get there. But now it's a lot better. Values, I mean, it's still hard to beat Pop.
But as far as a actual value, yeah.
Right. I mean, the price has gone up on Pop because of the Skyliner, but you still have a decent food court and
Art of Animation's right across the way.
Right. Yeah, you can get to a lot of things. And, of course, the Skyliner allows you to get to other places for more dining options.
Caribbean. Yeah, that Skyliner line has opened that area up to be similar to the monorail line, right? So
right. Yeah, because if I was at Pop, I would be like hopping over to Riviera to go at Primo Piatta a lot and stuff like that. Or the boardwalk even. It's a lot further walking, but.
Or even Banana Cabana if you just want to drop in for something.
Right. Yeah. Or Hollywood Studios if you wanted to grab a bite. If you were just hop in there and go to Brown Derby Lounge or something.
Sebastian's. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah. Sebastian's is still good. There's plenty of choices, but you're going to pay a little more for Pop than, say, of course, any of the All-Stars, but All-Stars isn't terrible. It's just that it's, if you take a bus, it's awful.
Here's the thing. If you compare with they charge for what you get at All-Stars versus what you could get off property.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the value
rooms. Unless you just want the theming.
Right. The value rooms aren't the best.
They're tight.
Yeah.
Or they used to be.
I mean, they're not bad now, but
I think they made better use of the space now. But once upon a time, it was. I remember staying at Pop in the early days.
That's true. I mean, they were small. If you're family of four, you know,
I remember
it's tight, but
I remember flying there and using the Magical Express, another thing of the past.
Right. Yeah. No.
And going to the parks and everything, and then coming in and, you know, opening the door and literally tripping over the luggage because it was right there in the doorway where they left it. Because they didn't have any place where to put it, really.
Right.
And the door, like the back when they measured, like the doors, like just misses the, like literally misses the toilet by just enough.
Right. Yeah. Like a centimeter.
Like if you were sitting on that and someone opened the door, your knees would be through.
Yes. And if you didn't lock the door. But nowadays they have pocket doors in some of them, and the bed folds up when you first are into like a table and everything. So, yeah, I remember when we stayed at a mermaid room at Art of Animation, and you open the door, you hit the bed. It's like, because that was before the fold-up bed thing. It was like,
yeah,
we couldn't even get a stroller in the room. It was so hard. I had to fold a stroller up just to get it in and out of the room just about. Cause...
And they took a couple of cues from the cruise line, right?
To right.
The underneath the bed space.
Yes, because that helps a lot.
Yeah.
These days. So anyway, I don't know how we got into that, but
well, we got into talking about resorts.
Yeah. So. Well, speaking of resorts, here's a segue. You know, we got some new updates on Polynesian's DVC tower and some of the things coming. The Wailulu Bar. Did I say that right?
Wailulu. I haven't heard it pronounced.
I'm assuming
I don't speak
Wailulu.
Wailulu.
Which probably stands for still water or calm water or something like that. Still.
That would make sense. Water.
Yeah. Which is basically their rooftop. Isn't that the rooftop restaurant, which looks cool. That was some concept art.
So it's basically their, what is the one at the top of Riviera again? I'm drawing a blank.
I'm blanking now too.
Yeah, we're having some trouble with our memory today, apparently, on this show.
It's late.
Topolino's. It just hit
Topolino's,
me.
Topolino's, yeah.
Well, not literally, but.
Well, it's like Topolino's and what's the one
on the top of Destino?
Yeah, Destino.
Okay, now we're having more trouble.
I'm blanking on that one, too.
And I've eaten there, too. It's the one on the other side. It's up there Toledo. With the Dog Lounge. Toledo. They both start with T's.
Toledo.
Topolino, Toledo. So how come this one don't have a T?
I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of a trend lately of Disney doing these rooftop ones. This one will probably have fireworks views, though, which would be popular. And speaking of fireworks views, they built these, what do they call them? Oasis gardens. What do they call them? Terrace gardens.
Yes, terrace garden.
Which are these giant like bay windows with like a little seating area where you could see the fireworks. There's two of them, right? I think there's one that's kind of lower, one that's a little higher up in the concept art they're showing.
Right.
That's going to be interesting for, it's probably going to be very crowded for fireworks viewing, but.
Possibly. It can't be any more crowded than the area right there in front of the pool or whatever now, because that's like the only place where you can see it since the.
Right, the bungalows now.
Bungalows have been out there. That's like the only place you can see it from.
Gosh, remember back in the day when that used to be the quiet beach and nobody was over there and you could watch the electric water pageant and the fireworks with like five people there. Nobody would go that way.
And now all you see is bungalows.
Right.
From that area.
Oh, well.
Yep.
And the Moana splash pad is going to be there. This concept art looks interesting because it's just Moana on her like raft boat and a like Moana statue there with, I'm assuming, the water, you know, it it makes sense thematically, but I'm like, is this a playground? Because a kid's going to be climbing all over this. It doesn't really look that. I feel like it's not going to look like this in the final version, but.
I don't know that I still, I don't understand making it look so different than the rest of the resort, though. I can't get over that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just the way Disney's gone, is that sort of generic.
Where else look. Have they done that, though?
I mean, I would argue all of the changes they've made are more generic. Even, like, Grandestino, the tower rooms are pretty generic compared to what the outers used to look like. The Riviera rooms, they don't look super themed.
Yeah, but I guess what I mean by that is that was an entire resort, so it's kind of hard to say it's not themed to the rest of that resort, right? Like, well, Tower fit in with the rest of Contemporary, right. Is what I'm getting at. That type of thing.
Yeah, well, kind of. Additions. Kind of. I don't know if Bay Lake Tower. I would say Bay Lake Tower now needs a huge update, but anyway.
Okay, it needs an update, but what I meant was it matched the outer building, the look of it matched Contemporary. That's my point.
Mostly, you know, I don't know.
Just because it was round and the other one was rectangle? I mean, no, that's it had the same concrete
look, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is more different, but the updated concept art at least has, I don't know, it looks like they took a wing of Aulani and dropped it in here.
I will say for me, Polynesian, even though it still has a place in my heart,
yes.
I think always. This is one that they have made worse over the years, in my opinion.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Replacing the grand lobby with, you know, a drinking fountain instead of the big.
Well, I get the space part there. That's not that bad. And you actually get a decent view of the castle from when you first come in.
Sure.
You know, that's okay. Sure. I do miss the fountain. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't. But I don't know, just the little things that they've done, I don't feel like it was an improvement. I feel like it was a downgrade for the most part, you know, for me.
Yeah. But,
no, the splash pad's great. That was a great addition.
Mm-hmm. I still love hanging out at Polynesian, but it's not as...
Doesn't have the same feel.
Right, it does feel a lot different. Parts of it
feels like I'm at a whole new resort in a lot of ways.
Kind of. When I'm up in the top... kind of where the monorail is, and then the, oh my gosh.
Oh, Kona?
Kona. God. Yeah. What is
wrong? How could you forget that one?
I know. Oh my gosh. Kona Cafe. Yeah.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is I guess part of that is the nostalgia, now that I think about it, just because we did grow up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you never grew up seeing the fountain, you're not going to miss it, obviously. You know, you can't miss what you didn't realize. And, you know, whenever you stayed at one place consistently enough to think of it as home almost when you're there.
Right.
You know, you have a tendency to miss the way it was. And so, right. You know.
Right, of course. That's maybe some people feel that way about Rivers of America and Tom Sawyer Island, but.
They might, yeah. Although I feel like all the changes they've made to, say, Caribbean Beach have all been positive, in my opinion. Most of them. Maybe not the pirate room so much, but.
Not hard to. I was never a huge fan of Caribbean Beach, and I still am not, but maybe I need to go back there.
Okay, so they improved Coronado then. Coronado's better than it was in the original.
Well, 100%. Yeah, just adding the bridge, the three bridges, is a gigantic improvement over what it was when I first stayed there in, like, 2014, I think it was. And, of course, the tower makes it much better.
And I don't think they've really done a whole lot to change the other mod. Riverside and French Quarter. I don't think they've done a whole lot to it, have they?
I don't think they really... I was trying to think if they've really changed.
I mean, I'm sure they have. Originally, it was called Dixie Landings.
Right.
So they changed that. But what I mean is, since it's been Riverside and French Quarter, I don't think they've done a major...
I mean, the rooms have probably been refreshed.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the Princess Room, right? Isn't that what they called it? The Princess Room?
I think that's what it's called.
Anyway.
I just felt like that was one of those things there. They totally like
Royal Room.
Yeah, the Royal Room. Yeah, the Royal Room. I think I always felt like with that one, it was neat and everything, but they just totally overpriced that thing. They charged that simply because it was called a Royal Room and all that.
And
they totally overpriced that room.
Like one little night light effect on the bed that They were like, oh, this is worth an extra $100 a night.
It's like when you were there, it's one of those things like, it's neat, I've done it, but there's no way I'm going to pay this price for this again. Right. That type of thing.
True, especially how far it was.
There was a pool. I was close to a pool where I was. I don't know where yours was, but
I was closer to French Quarter than anything else. They were like,
really?
I thought this was interesting, that this story about Epcot putting the flags back up that had the logos of the different, you know, pavilions or whatever. And
yeah, from back in the day.
Right. But Play Pavilion still has a flag on the Epcot, you know, they haven't gotten rid of that.
Very, very interesting.
So is this not completely dead yet? Is this just on a long-term hold here?
I think what Disney has done with Play Pavilion and to bring in the Little Mermaid, the Voyage of the Little Mermaid back, even that one, since they've just kind of like stopped talking about these things.
Yeah.
So that way, if they ever do decide to bring the idea back up, it's like a big surprise, right?
Right. Possibly.
So they just decided to stop talking about them altogether and just like, you know, let's just forget about that this ever happened.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look at this shiny object over here.
Right.
You know, type deal.
Well, I mean, it was definitely, they were gaslighting a little when they were like, oh, this unused area of Frontierland. That's like, everyone was like,
unused,
or whatever they called it, like a not busy part of Frontierland. I forgot how they said it, but it was just like, what does he mean by that? I thought this was beyond Big Thunder, and of course, he was very careful not to talk.
Well, he's not wrong in the sense that I don't think there's too many visitors
in front of 14,000 people. Oh, we're going to destroy the Tumsar Island and the riverboat and everything.
I bet they don't get that many visitors over there. They probably do right this minute, just because people are doing it to like vlog and, you know, take pictures or whatever. Now, that's what people do nowadays.
Right. And the last day of operation is going to be like, it'll be at capacity. You won't be able to get over there. So,
right. For instance, Country Bear Jamboree was probably not full leading up to its demise. And then like the last day it was like packed out, right? So
right. And it's probably already not full every show anymore.
I would imagine
the new show.
Because that change, they didn't expect that to be like a huge draw every time.
So. Right. I mean, it's a good show, I should say.
It'll probably get some numbers up until enough people have seen it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I don't anticipate it being like...
Yeah. That takes a while.
But I think we've already talked about this, but I got the new D23 magazine the other day, and they had an article about Country Bear Jamboree, and they mentioned how they tore every animatronic down and rebuilt them from scratch. Not from scratch, but cleaned everything up and, you know, made them run better.
That's good.
Which you can see the difference, even though they're still the old animatronics. They made them work better. So, yeah. The other thing I was going to say about going back to the Play Pavilion was when they were talking about Epic Games and they bought this huge stake in it, I thought, okay, maybe this is their segue into the Play Pavilion coming back. But they never mentioned it, of course, at D23. So I was a little bit let down about that, because I'm thinking, this is your opportunity. Like, you know, Fortnite is like, you know, one of the most played. All the kids know it and everyone is familiar with it. It's like, put something in there that's interactive, exhibits or, you know, VR experiences or whatever you have to do that this could be. You know, now that you have this huge investment, use that as a testing ground or something for stuff. But anyway.
Well, what they're ultimately going to do is they're still going to miss the boat on striking for Inside Out while it's still hot.
Yep, clearly.
You're going to miss that boat. Because, I mean, Encanto didn't do well out the gate. It started gaining its momentum after it was on Disney Plus, right?
Right. And the soundtrack,
and now they're,
really.
Right. And the soundtrack. And now they're building a land devoted to it. Okay, and it's going to take until the movie is 6 years old, right? Yeah. Or almost, right, before it's completed.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years old. Was it 22? I thought 21, but it's 22 actually, wasn't it? I think it was.
Either way, it's going to be several
years. It's going to be about 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Several years after. Yeah. It just seems like this is an easy, you already have the space that's dedicated for this. You just throw a sign outside that says play, and you have plenty of opportunity to do,
right,
something.
You can capitalize on the Epic Games thing. Even that would be simple fix to utilize that building.
Yeah.
Even just for a time period, right?
Right, yeah. Even if it's...
What the heck? Why are they still showing, like, Pixar films or whatever it is over in the theater at,
right,
Journey into Imagination? Why not do something with that?
Yeah, anybody even watching that? Like, is anybody over there ever?
If they want to take a nap or, like, that's probably one of the best places to take a nap, to be honest.
Right.
Take a nap or to cool off, or probably both.
Yeah, they had some photo ops in there, and I think the Disney Visa photo is still there, yeah, at certain times of the day. But other than that, there's really nothing in that area at all except the jumping fountains, which that's what my kids love the most.
Yeah.
They could stand there for 30 minutes playing with those fountains. But
how long do you think it's going to be before we see, and I was just thinking about this when we talked about Country Bear and capacity and all that stuff, with being new. How long do you think it's going to be before we see now Tiana's go to a regular queuing system?
Oh, yeah. That's a good
drop
question.
The boarding group. The one that really needs to drop the boarding group, though, that I've seen is Tron.
Yeah. Tron, yeah.
Tron's boarding group is available in the afternoon anyway, over an hour after it's available. Like, it's like from the start.
Right.
The boarding group, even in the morning, which out of the three that you can choose, it's the last one.
Yeah.
The Guardians came out before it.
Right.
Why are they still holding on to the boarding group system for Tron is beyond me.
Well, you can't hold two at a time, right? So everyone's going for Tiana's right now, aren't they?
Well, I get that. That's probably part of it, but there's Lightninglings available too. So, they would have to do one or the other.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you think that, can you not get two boarding groups in the same day?
I think you can. You just have to wait for the 1 p.m.
Right. So you have to wait for the 1 p.m. Why is the 1 p.m. the one that's still...
That's true too, yeah. I don't know.
You see what I mean? It's the doesn't hold water, so to speak.
Yeah.
Unless there's this odd group of people that are trying to get Tiana in the morning and Guardians in the evening and Park Hop maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it wouldn't be everybody though. But the
thing is, you have to be in Epcot to do the 1 p.m., right? So it would make sense that you would want to do the park that you had two boarding groups in if you're trying to get the afternoon one, because you'd already be there.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Right. Again, I think it's more Disney wants people to not
control.
Yeah. They don't want everyone to just rope drop Tron or rope drop Guardians, especially Guardians at Epcot. They want to spread out the crowd.
It's probably their happy medium as far as number of boarding groups go, because I think this is really the first time that they've ever done three at a time, right?
Right.
So in the past, I've only had two active. Definitely not two in the same park.
Yeah, it was not. Yeah, I don't think they've had three at a time at all since this started, right?
The very first attraction to do it was Rise, mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
And then whenever the time came, they shifted it from Rise to Ratatouille.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't last long at Ratatouille, and then I don't guess we had any boarding groups for a short time period there. Which one did they move it to?
Gosh,
the next one to pick it up would have been Tron, probably, right? Or no, it would have been Guardians. Guardians was first.
Guardians and Guardians is had it.
Was the only one. Yeah, Guardians was the only one at that time.
For a while. And then Tron.
They added Tron, so they had two, and now they've added Tiana. And they didn't plan, at least, on having Tiana's with it very long.
It's really just the ride issues they've had. That's the only
reason. They never did say when. I don't know about this long, but we say long. It's only been a month.
They said shortly after opening.
Yeah. What's the definition of shortly, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember exact phrase they used, but it was like a short time after initially it would switch.
How long was it before it was gone for Ratatouille?
It wasn't long at all. A month, maybe. If
no, it had to be longer than that.
Was it? I don't remember. I don't remember being that long. Enough.
I think, let's just say it was 3 months, even if that was the case. So 3 months from there would be October. So I guess we'll see soon.
We'll see. But yeah, I agree. Tron should not be on it. But I think it's not because of capacity or whatever. They just don't want everyone going there and waiting in line. They want to spread it out and people spending
right,
buying coffees and everything instead of.
And Tiana's is still having some issues for sure. I mean, it's a very, from what I heard an incident the other day with like the fountains of one of the scenes not working. You know what I'm talking about? You remember how when Splash's days were at the end, how that scene with the, I guess the scene where you get shrunk down to the size of a frog.
In the bottom, where there's some jumping
fountains. Right. I don't know what you, the jumping fountains and things, how it wasn't working for Splash. I've actually heard that there's been times where that wasn't working for Tiana's now already, which is a little disappointing.
Well,
I don't think I've looked for any on-ride videos since the initial. Probably need to look and see if anybody's got some. That's, it's funny. People are going to keep doing videos because they're trying to see what's not working already. That's the attraction.
Right. What's the Yeti going to be?
Yeah. What is the Yeti going to be for this attraction? Because they don't have a Brer Rabbit in there, really.
So it looks like sometime in January 2022, Ratatouille moved off of virtual queue. So that was what, October, November, December? So about 3 months. Yep. Yeah. So you're right.
All over. Yeah. So it could still be on it until Thanksgiving, possibly, but never. But who knows?
Yeah. We'll see if, is this going to be the shortest ride that's been on virtual queue or will Ratatouille be the one?
Well, I think it's definitely Guardians has the longest title. That's for sure. And I just wonder if maybe at the time they didn't have the capacity to put too many rides on virtual queue, and now they have a little more flexibility is the reason why they haven't taken it off of any of the others. But you got to think with other rides coming down the pike, they're eventually going to have to take it off of one of these.
Right. Well, if Guardians was taken off virtual queue tomorrow, with Test Track being down under refurb, the entire park would go to Guardians, so there would be nobody.
Well, maybe that's what they're going to wait on. Maybe once Test Track gets open, they'll just take Guardians.
That's
off
what I'm thinking, because you might have a 10% go to Ratatouille and maybe 2% go to Frozen.
Frozen actually still keeps a pretty good wait time for the most part.
But as far as rope dropping, the people who are at International Gateway will go to Ratatouille, but everyone else is going to go to Guardians because there's nothing else to rope drop. So that's why they still have virtual queue. They don't have.
So if you roped drop Frozen, you think you'd have a pretty easy time of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think you would. Although now with Test Track being down, I think more people would go to Frozen if they don't have their virtual queue for Guardians. They'll probably go to Frozen or Ratatouille. Right. So once Test Track is back, maybe that's when Guardians will go off of virtual queue, and then they'll put Test Track on virtual queue.
Have they done that? Will they refresh, I guess, is what that kind of is, right? I mean, it's a redo, I guess. In a way, I guess Splash was that, so maybe they won't.
Yeah.
The only difference was Splash was changing its name, and it technically was a retheme, but...
Mm-hmm.
Test Track is not changing its name. It is a re-theme of sorts.
Right. Because the track, I'm sure, is not changing either. It's going to be the same.
Right. There's not a whole lot of stuff changing as far as that goes, but...
What you see and do might change, but...
Which would mean, surely they're not going to have pass holder previews for this, for Test Track, right? I mean...
Who knows? They may do it as a... That's because that's what they do these days.
Because we thought at first they weren't going to have any for Tiana, but it took forever, and they only had like a week's worth or something like that.
They've been doing a lot less than they had before, but who knows?
Well, before it was reserved for brand new stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah. Right. Speaking of, I wanted to throw this in at the very last thing. Communicator Hall is being turned into the Food and Wine Festival store, whatever it's going to be.
We're getting its first. They kept saying it was basically a blank canvas, that it would have different themes depending on the time of year, right? So we're getting our first theme for it.
Right. And people peeking through the windows basically see that they're setting up a gift shop area, and that's all it looks like.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, we saw more than that on the artwork, so there's got to be something else before it's done.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be, like, remember, gosh, back before Club Cool closed, they had the Taste Lab, I think it was. That was actually, I enjoyed that one.
I remember the Taste Lab.
Yeah, it was like experimental looking stuff and funky looking drinks and stuff.
I remember back when they used to have those cool stations with the mist. Those were awesome.
Right, which is now a slushy place, which my kids love because for $7 you can get a slushy
and good Lord,
all kinds of candy on it.
Ugh. So
you can get, because there's like choices, but they're like, can I have all of them? And I'm like, okay. So it's like Pop Rocks and gummy worms and everything.
You used to could get a frozen Coke for like $3.
Yeah. I think it's six or like seven. That. I think it's seven. And it's, you know, it's probably like a 8 ounce cup maybe of it.
Oh, wow. And this is a full cup.
Right.
Or whatever, 16 ounce cup of Coke.
Yeah, this is Coke. Much smaller than that. I'd say it's 8, maybe 10, but it's probably 8.
Well,
anyway, yeah. But I think that'll wrap this episode up.
Sounds good.
Where can we be found out there?
Well, we still have Facebook. We have Twitter, X, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. That's like my weekly thing.
Yep.
We have a Spreadshirt store still for the moment.
Yeah, it's still there.
Where you can get your, Traveling with the Mouse merchandise, TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And we have, in addition to that, the link to the TeePublic store.
Yes.
Which has, the only one it has is the Raph shirt, right?
No, it's the Challenge Running.
The Challenge Running shirt. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said the Raph shirt. We also have a YouTube channel, which can be found where?
Our website, travelingwithamouse.com. Links to all that and more are there. Email address is podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. So for John, this is Adam, and this has been Traveling with the Mouse. We hope you will join us on our next trip. I have the shirt right here, actually.
Let me see.
You gonna wear it in the morning?
You have it on? Nice. And they approved that design.
They did.